Geraldo and Ava led us toward the temple. We stayed within the trees, surrounded by vines and bushes as the last of the tourists left. Liam grasped my arm and slowed his pace, letting Ava and Geraldo move a few paces ahead.
Friend.
What? I glanced at him, then toward Ava and Geraldo, who kept walking. Then it clicked. He was pissed about me calling him my friend earlier.
That's eight ways now. Because when we leave here, I'm going to fuck the word friend out of your vocabulary.
He let me go and strode ahead without giving me a chance to respond. I just stood there watching him walk away. My core went molten with need. When my brain started functioning again, I had to nearly run to catch up to them. Streamers of tape and warning signs in various colors cautioned people to keep out. They had blocked off a portion of the back of the temple where rocks and rubble had fallen. There were no guards in sight. They probably had to clear out the guests before making a sweep this way.
So, how did you and Liam become friends?
I felt Liam's glare at Ava's question. I didn't look his way as we ducked under the tape and made our way to a doorway that cut into the heavy stone. Godsey hated that word.
I heard your kind is a kill first, ask questions later type.
Ava and Geraldo pulled flashlights out of their packs, offering Liam and me our own. Liam took one, but I ignored it. I concentrated, and a bright flame burst to life, dancing on my palm. The ruins in this section of the temple smelled of mold and stagnant water. Joy. I turned and headed down the stairs overgrown with moss and vines, one broken step at a time. Oh, trust me, I can still kill. Why did I find her so annoying? Was it because she'd hugged Liam? Was I that possessive? Maybe I was just hungry.
She will not kill. Diana, please try to be polite.
I made a face behind Liam's back, and Ava, who was walking next to me, snickered. My apologies, Ava. It's just that we know nothing about you. Actually, we didn't even know you existed until Liam stuck his tongue down a witch's throat. We reached a carved stone wall, and Liam spun, shaking his head at me.
Diana.
What? It's true.
Well?
Oh, come on, use your big girl words. Yep, she annoyed me, but something was off. I felt it. I knew it. My instincts were on high alert, telling me I had to protect Liam, but I didn't know why.
It's a long story.
Liam threw another glare my way. If they have been in touch with Camilla, shouldn't they already know it? Geraldo's eyes flared with cobalt fire, earning him a smile from me. I knew he'd carried one of those ablaze weapons. They all did. My talons grew from the hand I held at my side. He noticed, and my smile grew. Oh, please, tell me that's a threat. Geraldo stepped forward, his silver rings vibrating on his fingers. Liam grabbed my arm, hauling me back.
Ugh, what is wrong with you? I apologize. She's usually a little better mannered. Sometimes.
Seriously? They show up, offer a little bit of information, and you believe them? You're not the least bit curious about how they have managed to hide this book? Why Caden hasn't found it yet? Camilla hid them for how long? They're celestials but never came to you or the hand? Do you just trust them because they're celestials? I lifted a brow, the talons in my hand receding as I willed him not to dismiss me. Liam studied me for a moment.
Regardless of Diana's rash behavior, she does have a point. Where have you been? And why haven't either of you contacted the guild?
Ava looked at Geraldo. He nodded.
The truth is, we have been in hiding. My mother insisted that we remain isolated. A friend of a friend met one of Camilla's associates a few months ago. That was how we learned of the uprising Camilla was a part of. Long story short, she doesn't want the book in Caden's hands any more than we do. This isn't just any book.
She looked at Liam, her gaze intense.
You knew my father, and you are familiar with the weapons and machines he designed. Azrael created a manual, so to speak. Inside this book, there are 1,000+ secrets from Rasharam. It was a contingency plan made for the Celestials should you ever turn. It holds the secrets to a lot of things, but most importantly, how to kill you.
What? Liam can't die. He is immortal, truly immortal.
No, he's not. He can. That's why Caden wants it. It's a book to open realms and end worlds. And it all starts with his death.
She nodded toward Liam.
Death? I had never considered his death. He was larger than life, indomitable, and irreplaceable. He was their king, yet his people had made something to kill him? I would love to see anyone try. I turned, staring at Geraldo. Now that's a threat, and one I meant with every part of me. I didn't know why I was suddenly so protective and possessive of Liam, and I wasn't keen on examining my emotions too closely. Liam squeezed my arm, drawing me back to him. I hadn't realized I had taken a step closer to them. I won't let that happen. My eyes met his, my words a vow. He had said those words to me several times, and he'd always kept his promise. It was Liam, annoying, beautiful, rude Liam. He told me of his nightmares, his past. He'd made me stupid dresses and given me flowers. He'd saved my life and kept me from being dragged back to Caden. He saw me, the real me, and didn't turn away. He had healed me. I didn't know when it had happened, but he was mine, and I would tear anyone who so much as touched him to pieces. I owed him that at least.
I know.
I'm sorry. I really am, but...
Save it. Your father made a book to kill someone he was supposed to protect. There's no excuse. Let's get this over with. Ava nodded and shifted uncomfortably before we continued, heading deeper into the temple. I had finally realized what had been nipping at my heels. Death. The word hung in the air, and as the sun set, I felt it join us in the temple. The hollow etchings of the skull's eyes stared back at me. My flame illuminated it, making the shadows dance against the walls. The flashlights had died, and I had lit several wooden torches for Geraldo and Ava. Liam used his silver light to push back the darkness. Creepy-ass temple.
This isn't even the main one.
I turned, the fire dancing in my palm. She leaned over her backpack, taking out what looked like a map. The paper was thick and bluish-gray in the torchlight. She unfolded it and spread it out on a large rock.
See this? This is where we are. My mother had catacombs built throughout the lower parts of the temple, connecting them with several other nearby structures.
Nearby? The light from the torch she had set between two crooked stones cast a glow over half her face, the rest of her lost in the darkened background. Geraldo hovered over her shoulder as Liam watched, arms folded.
Yes, there are thousands of temples and structures in this jungle that have yet to be found by mortals. Most are too scared to venture too deep. It's easy to get lost and die from a venomous creature or succumb to starvation.
So where do we need to go?
Give me just a second.
Her finger traced the path of several lines before stopping in a small square box. Why this temple, this place, though? Ava looked around the darkened room.
My mom loved this place, the country and the people. She loved history and culture. When she landed here after the fall of Rosharum, she decided to stay. The language was easier for her to learn, since it was closer to that of Rosharum.
That is true.
She just liked it here, and thought my father would too.
But why the temple, though?
Victoria was highly skilled in architecture and combat. I would assume she helped build many structures here and wanted to stay close to the people she loved.
You're correct. As I said, she loved it here. She fought in several rebellions, and when she died, she wanted to be buried next to the ones closest to her. I think she knew the book was too dangerous to leave unprotected, and she built many of these with that in mind. These catacombs are a maze of tunnels engulfed by a wild and primitive jungle. They're the perfect hiding place.
If Diana is finished with her questions, may I ask which way now?
Liam was on edge, and I suspected it had something to do with the part of the dream he wouldn't tell me about. Ava stood, the map in her hand. She picked up the torch and pointed toward one dark tunnel.
That way.
None of us spoke as we headed down the corridor, this one damper than the previous one, as part of the jungle tried to sneak its way in. Ava took one turn and then the next. We followed, walking for what felt like hours. We ducked beneath a thick canopy of spiderwebs and came around a corner to find our way blocked by a large stone mass. Great, we're lost. Everyone turned toward me, their expressions less than amused. What? Liam shook his head before peering over Ava's shoulder. Her brows were drawn together in concentration.
No, this is the right way. I know it.
Geraldo came closer to further illuminate the map she held.
See? The line runs right past this corridor.
I edged nearer, taking a closer look. She wasn't wrong. A thin line went right through that huge rock. I brushed past Ava, studying the solid stone.
What are you doing?
Shh. I pressed my ear against the stone. I raised my knuckles, tapping against the solid barrier. Thick noises vibrated back as I moved along the wall, continuing to knock as I went. After a few feet, a hollow response echoed back. I jumped when the sound changed.
Found it!
They all looked at me as if I had grown horns. Have you guys not watched any adventure movies?
Hello? A mysterious wall that isn't a wall?
Liam just looked at me like he thought I had gone crazy. It's a false door. A trick wall. It's literally in every adventure movie. Realization dawned in their eyes as they caught on. I assume it was locked by celestial magic. So come on, big guy. It's your turn. I waved Liam over. He strode toward me, and I couldn't help my sigh of pleasure at watching him move. He stopped short of the door, giving me a once-over. You'd be lost without me. You can say it. You're welcome. Liam's gaze flicked up in his version of rolling his eyes, but he said nothing as he turned and raised his hand. His lashes lowered, and when he raised them again, his eyes gleamed that ethereal silver. He pressed his palm to the wall, murmuring in a language I couldn't identify.
Firasha Doral, Tenash Amir.
Beautiful silver and blue symbols burst to life, etched deep into the stone. They formed a glowing hexagon, marks zigzagging inside and out. The wall shifted and slid back before moving to the side. The lack of sound was surprising. With the weight and age of it, my mind expected noise. Ava and Geraldo were behind us in a second, almost giddy at what we had found. Liam glanced at me before ducking his head and stepping through the newly revealed doorway. I followed him, with Geraldo and Ava right behind me. Flames lit the torches mounted on the walls in a single whoosh. The webs and vines draped from the ceiling waved in a mystic wind. I reached out and gripped the back of Liam's sleeve, making sure I wouldn't trip over my own feet. He looked back at me with an expression I couldn't read. Was he still mad about my whole friend comment? Look, you are the one making stairs appear out of thin air, okay? I just don't want to fall. The wind rushing through sent a chill up my spine. It was the same sensation I had felt at the festival, and the same chill I'd felt at Camilla's right before we'd been attacked. We reached the end of the steps, only to find another dark tunnel. Twin torches shaped like metal claws lit the mouth of the tunnel, but the inside was midnight black. Several carved stone monsters lined the walls, their faces frozen mid-scream. I held my hand higher, casting the light in a larger sphere, illuminating more figures. They were creatures of battle, wearing the same armor I had seen in Liam's dreams. We were getting closer. The trickling water caught my attention, and I realized the ground had grown slick. The smell of stagnant water and mold assaulted my senses. I could see liquid seeping through sections of the stone wall. Great. My feet were going to smell like death. At least with my immune system, I wouldn't get sick.
I always wondered just how deep this temple went. My mother would never let me venture this far down. She said it was forbidden. My mother used to set guards to watch over this place. You know, to keep mortals far away. But they're long gone now.
Ava squinted at her map.
It should be up this way.
We had only been walking a few minutes when she skidded to a stop, the path ending in a hanging cliff. Pebbles skittered as they fell, the silence heavy until we heard them hit the water far below. I raised my hand over the edge, trying to see how far down it went. What do you think? A good 8 to 10 feet? I leaned over a little farther. Liam grabbed me, not roughly, but just enough to steady me so I didn't fall over. I looked back at his hand, then his face.
At least 30 feet.
I peered back into the gaping hole. Well, good thing we're all immortal.
The way the rocks hit tells me it's deep enough. Maybe an underwater cavern, but we will not know until we go.
We both turned toward Ava and Geraldo. They nodded, and Ava tucked her map away.
Shall we?
Liam gestured toward the open expanse. Ladies first.
Huh.
The jump wasn't the worst part. The worst part had been the blistering cold water at the bottom. After we crawled out of the pool, we dumped the water out of our boots and tried to dry off as much as we could before continuing. Ava's map was a wrinkled mess, the images blurry but still readable. We slogged through about a mile of disgusting water, our feet submerged in God's knew what. I was getting frustrated with my clumsiness, and Liam didn't seem pleased either. My boots caught on roots, rocks, and cracks, but I managed not to break my neck. None of us knew how long the tunnel was, and we were all growing irritable and tired. Hours had passed, if not a day, I couldn't tell. My heel caught on a rock, and my body lurched forward.
Fuck! Stupid fucking tunnel.
I pulled a stringy green mass from my boot and tossed it aside.
I hate the jungle!
Liam paused and waited for me.
From what Ava showed us, it's only a little farther.
Pretty sure you said that an hour ago.
I didn't tell him how much it had hurt landing in that damned icy pool. I refused to acknowledge the phantom aches from the night before. The aches and pains and the sluggish healing were due to not eating like I was supposed to. Ava and Geraldo stopped and looked back.
Your healing is close to that of a god's. How are you not able to keep up?
I threw my hands in the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you almost ripped to pieces, dragged through the jungle by beasts, and then magically glued back together last night? No, I don't think so. Just a little sore, okay? Give me a break.
Plus, it hurt to keep up when every path we took was uneven or involved some obstacle. I tried to stand up straighter, and my abs twinged in protest. I held my side for a second before dropping my hand. His features darkened as he raked his gaze over me.
You didn't tell me that.
Well, we were...
I paused, realizing Ava and Geraldo were staring at us.
Busy.
I created another flame and forced my feet to move. Superhealing didn't matter when the ones ripping into me shared my blood. Sure, I had healed thanks to Liam, but I still felt tender and sore on the inside. I hadn't wanted to tell him last night. I hadn't wanted him to stop touching me. Liam studied me, taking in my posture and expression. He allowed the sphere of energy in his hand to fizzle as he strode toward me. I watched him come, his power preceding him and wrapping me in warmth. Before I realized what he intended, he lifted me.
Liam, what are you doing?
We have a bit further to go. You can't walk if you're not healing properly.
Ava and Geraldo shared a look, but said nothing as Liam cradled me against his chest. I wrapped an arm around his broad shoulders, the ache in my legs and feet subsiding. Well, if I knew you'd carry me, I would have said something a lot sooner.
How much further?
Ava and Geraldo stared at us with identical expressions of astonishment. At Liam's question, she said,
Just a little further.
Liam nodded and headed down the path. No one said anything as we trudged along. I kept my hands linked loosely at the back of his neck, my body singing in relief. Liam carried me for what felt like another hour. He never complained, seemed uncomfortable, or acted as if I were a burden. It was nice for a change. There was nothing to indicate that the next turn was any different from the thousands before. But as Ava led us up a small incline and around a corner, beams of sunlight spotlighted several fallen stone monuments. Everyone stopped and blinked, our eyes adjusting to the sudden light. Liam gently set me on my feet and took my hand. I followed him as we passed beneath a large pillar that had fallen against the opposite wall. We stopped when we saw the four stone coffins in the room beyond. They sat diagonal to each other and were elaborately engraved. The ceiling was high and came to a sharp point at the center of the crypt. Like every other place in this god's forsaken temple, moss and vines covered the walls. I could see smaller rooms through open arched doorways, more coffins resting at their centers. Why would Victoria want to be buried so far from civilization? And in such a damp, dingy place?
She didn't want to put the city she loved at risk. It was safer to hide the book and her remains far from the place she called home. Which is Victoria's tomb, Ava?
I don't know. She didn't want to put me in danger by telling me. The only thing she left me was a map, and it ends here.
Very well. Spread out and see what each of you can find.
Liam inspected the first two coffins, and I checked the remaining ones. They all looked like normal, ancient coffins. The figures carved into the lids looked like soldiers, swords clenched in their stone hands. Ava and Geraldo had split up, each taking a smaller room. I could see their torchlight forming shadows on the stone walls as they moved around. I cast my flame again and took the room furthest from the entrance. A snake, coiled and prepared to strike, danced at my feet as I entered the room. I lowered to my knees, carefully reaching out and grabbing it. Its long body wrapped around my arm.
Hey, little guy. Do you want to show me where the magical ancient book is?
A beam of sunlight shone through a small hole in the ceiling, spotlighting a coffin at the back. I moved closer and saw that, unlike the others, this one had a woman on the front. The snake in my hand seemed to recoil. Perfect. Animals always knew. I sat it down, watching it slither away before turning back to the coffin. The woman's hands were crossed over her chest, the marble stunning and untouched. She had long, flowing hair, and her face was in perfect, peaceful repose. Rings decorated her fingers, and the mark of Dasheen was clear. Despite what the artist had carved into the stone, I could feel the sadness that lingered. My heart twisted, understanding a bit better now what it would mean to lose a mate. This was Asriel's wife. I leaned closer to get a better look, bracing my hand on the lid. Pain seared through me.
Fuck!
The skin on my palm blistered and bubbled before healing over. I felt the rush of air behind me.
Diana, what is wrong?
Liam caught sight of my healing hand and grabbed my wrist, pulling me closer.
You're hurt. How?
I think I found her. Liam looked at my already healed hand and pressed a kiss to my palm before releasing my wrist. Liam ran his hand over the lid, barely making contact. His eyes shimmered, the silver rings on his fingers glowing. I watched as tiny tongues of electricity sprang from his palm, flicking out to taste the stone. The coffin creaked and hissed, the carvings glowing with that cobalt blue that had become so familiar to me. He withdrew his hand, sweeping out his arm to push me behind him. The lid slid to one side, the sound of stone on stone nearly obscene in the silence. I stood on my tiptoes, trying to see over Liam's shoulder. A clothed figure lay inside, its mummified hands crossed over its chest. It's not Victoria.
No, it's not. When celestials or gods die, the energy that makes us returns to where it came from. There is no body to bury. This must be one of her trusted subjects.
I stepped a little to his left as he peered further inside. In the tomb lay the remains of what could possibly be a man. The wear and tear of time had left a grayish hulk covered in a white shawl. Beads and jewels lined the neck, and it held a worn and tattered book in its hands. It was thick, at least 1,000 pages, but was not made of any type of paper I had ever seen. Various symbols were engraved deeply into the brown leather cover, and silver latches held it closed. The Book of Asriel. We'd finally found it. Not only had we found it, but we'd found it before Caden and Tobias. Liam reached inside the crypt, carefully detangling the man's fingers from the book, whispering an apology as he lifted it from the tomb.
Forgive me. Your purpose isn't finished yet.
Liam's eyes shone, and that beautiful smile flashed against the dark stubble that shadowed his jaw. I stared at him, stunned anew at his beauty, and knew I would do just about anything to see him truly happy. I didn't know how he made it past my guard so quickly, but there was no doubt that he had roused emotions in me that I thought I would never feel.
We did it.
His kiss was short, but blistering. He pulled back and I grinned, nipping lightly at his chin. He tightened his arm around me, fitting my body to his. More like you did. I was mostly the hired muscle.
No, we did it, Diana. You're right. You've always been right. I could not have done this without you.
I'm sure that thick skull of yours would have figured it out eventually.
Always with the sassy quips.
Of course. Who else will keep you humble? I looked down at the book pressed between us. The energy coming off of it was nipping uncomfortably at my skin. I gently pushed myself out of his embrace. Liam, who seemed to notice everything about me, immediately transferred the book to his other arm. I finally understood what Caden had meant when he said Alistair and I would know once we found it. I couldn't describe the feel of it, but we would have known.
Damn, that thing packs a punch. I can feel the power coming off of it in waves.
He took a reluctant step back, trying to move it even further from me, as if he were afraid it would hurt me.
Sorry. Look, let's get this back to the guild. I'll need to call the others and inform them. Besides, you need a shower. You smell absolutely terrible.
Hey, I'm sure you smell just as bad. I picked up my pace, following close behind as he left the room.
At this point, I do not care. Although I have smelled worse. Long battles with creatures whose secretions alone took days to wash off.
Liam flashed a wild grin. Okay, you have to quit smiling. You're starting to freak me out now.
What can I say? I am happy. We got the Book of Azrael. Anything that comes now, we can deal with. What's the worst that can happen? Ow! What was that for?
Are you insane? You can't say that!
Liam shook his head, still grinning as he rubbed his arm with his free hand.
So forceful.
I smiled back, about to make a sassy comeback when we heard footsteps coming our way. Our heads snapped up as Ava and Geraldo joined us in the main antechamber.
You found it. That's it, isn't it?
Liam lifted it in the air slightly.
Yes, and it seems your mother had a seal on the tomb, so only I could open it.
Well, that explains why we couldn't get it open the last few times we tried. I mean, we burned through a lot of celestials.
My eyes widened as her words clicked. What did you say? Ava didn't move or respond. Her body was frozen in place, that sweet face of hers stuck in a permanent half-smile. Geraldo's gaze stayed fixated on the book Liam held. We stood there like that for about half a second before I realized we were fucked. So fucked. Liam must have felt the change in the air right before I did, because he went rigid. Ava's body jerked to one side, her arm bending at an ungodly angle as her neck rotated to the side, the bone beneath protruding. We were looking at how she had died. Geraldo's body dropped, his spine misshapen, and parts of his skin sluicing off, exposing the tissue beneath. Bite marks and gashes appeared, as if a wild animal had mauled him. He jerked up, both his and Ava's eyes wide open and a dull white. At that moment, I knew that what I had smelled earlier wasn't just disgusting stagnant water, but them. They had been dead and rotting this whole time. I stepped back, grabbing Liam's arm as he stared in shock. We need to go. Now.
What is this?
Death. And only one person has power over it. Ava's and Geraldo's heads snapped back, their broken jaws opening obscenely wide. Only one creature had enough control over the dead to keep a celestial bound to their flesh, and I knew it was too late. A hollow howl echoed out of their throats, filling the mausoleum and calling their master forward. The ghastly wail was piercing, and I covered my ears. Liam winced, and I saw the brief flash of silver as he slashed his silver blade through Geraldo's neck. His head bounced and rolled on the ground, but his body stayed upright. I pulled on Liam's arm. That won't work. They're already dead, and what's controlling them is only using them as a beacon. For the first time since I'd met him, Liam seemed to be in shock. He called his blade back into one of the many rings that decorated his hand. Ignoring what was left of Ava and Geraldo, I spun, looking for another way out. I knew what was coming, and it wasn't something we were ready to fight. I wasn't even fully healed. The cracks that had allowed light through filled with several pounds of mud and rock as I dug at them. Talons replaced my nails as I searched, hoping for another secret door. We had to get out of here, and fast.
Diana, stop! There isn't another way in or out. I told you that.
We have to try!
I could see the worry fill his eyes as he recognized the near terror in me.
What is coming, Diana? Who is coming?
The room suddenly went silent as Geraldo and Ava stopped wailing. I spun toward the doorway as the sound of heavy boots hitting the ground drew closer. Liam stepped up beside me, my gaze fastened on the doorway. The energy in the room changed, and the whistling stopped. Tobias entered the mausoleum, his hands in his pockets as if he were out for an evening stroll. He wore a slim, dark jacket that wrapped at his waist and matching pants. As he moved into the light, I realized that the dark color of his clothing was due to the blood soaking the fabric. He stopped and pulled his hands from his pockets. His eyes glowed as he began to pick the gore from his dark talons. He had killed and eaten every guard surrounding the entrance of the temple. I could smell it.
Well, well, well. The bitch can do something right.
Tobias. I stepped in front of Liam. If I stood at just the right angle, he wouldn't see the book in Liam's left hand. We needed to get out of here before Caden showed up. I could probably take Tobias on my own, but we were seriously screwed if Caden made a guest appearance.
Sam Keel, world ender, destroyer, a creature of so many names.
I could feel Liam's energy coming off him in waves, and I didn't need to look behind me to know his eyes were glowing. The last part of Tobias's words must have hit a nerve. What did Tobias know about him that I didn't?
And what do they call you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did Diana not tell you who I am?
Tobias placed his hand on his chest, pretending to be offended.
I figured she would have since... What did you say again?
He lifted his hand, and Ava's corpse lurched upright, her voice repeating my words back.
I'm his friend.
The words left Ava's cold lips in my voice. Tobias dropped his hand, and Ava's body fell, rotting on the floor.
She was a good puppet. They both were, although they weren't going to last much longer since you decided to take your sweet-ass time and jump into that blasted water. Dead flesh doesn't last long when wet.
Tobias stepped close to one of the coffins. He swiped his fingers through the dust on the lid and rubbed it between his fingers.
You have control over the dead. Necromancy has been forbidden for centuries.
I'm not the only ancient being who has committed atrocities, God King. Does she know everything about you? Did you tell her about the Oblivion Blade? Did you tell her how many of ours you slaughtered with it? Did you tell her the truth, or did you guys just skip to the part where she opens her pretty legs?
Go fuck yourself, Tobias. My talons digging into my palms.
She's a monster, Samkil, and one of the worst. Don't let those bashful eyes and sweet smiles fool you. She has killed and relished in it. She didn't become Caden's second just because she's good on her knees.
I felt Liam stiffen behind me, and for a moment, I was concerned about what he would think of me after hearing that comment. He knew what I would do for Gabby, but he didn't know just how bloodthirsty I could be. But my concern should be for the Igmaruthan standing in front of our only exit and the idea that he might get the book. It shouldn't matter that Liam and I hadn't shared everything about our pasts. I shouldn't care, but a part of me did.
Oh, are you quiet now? Don't want your new boy toy to know how absolutely terrible you are. She is sweet, I know, but she is just like us, World Ender. No matter what those pretty lips murmur near your cock, you know I could smell you on each other. It's sickening. I can only imagine what Caden will do once he learns of her betrayal. I wonder if he will make Gabby scream for you as he tears her limb from limb.
Something in me snapped, and I launched toward him at full speed.
No!
I slammed Tobias against the wall hard enough that pieces of stone rained down on us. I realized too late that he had been baiting me, and I had fallen for it. He grabbed my arms, twisting and flipping, changing our positions and driving me against the wall. Tobias's eyes glowed a bright red in the darkened room as he grabbed my throat, lifting me. His claws pierced my skin, my back scraping along the rock. Where was Liam? I couldn't see him past Tobias's shoulders, the room beyond in deep shadows. I wasn't usually the damsel in distress type, but I could have used a little help here while Tobias was distracted.
You're weak, Diana. Have you not been eating right? Less protein in your diet?
He smiled, and I saw his teeth grow to points.
Oh, you haven't, have you? That's why you're not healing. Are you pretending to be mortal again? How well did that work for you last time?
Liam was behind Tobias in the next instant, his eyes a burning silver as he grabbed him by the shoulder. I felt Tobias's hand tighten around my throat, and then he was being tossed through the air. He flew through one of the internal walls and landed with a loud crash, the stone piling down on top of him.
What did I teach you about emotions? Control, Diana.
Liam helped me up from my crouched position. I cradled my throat, my fingers sticky with blood. Yeah, I didn't really think that one through. Liam, he's stronger than me. He was out there feeding off the guards. We have to leave. The low rumble from where Tobias had landed had us whipping our heads in that direction. He emerged from the murky darkness, wiping dust and pieces of stone off his clothes, as if he hadn't just been slammed through a wall. He glared at us, straightening his jacket and regaining his composure. There was not a single scratch on him.
Now that was just rude. You asked me who I am, Samkil.
I knew what was about to happen.
Allow me to show you.
Tobias's body cracked and bent as bony protrusions, thick and piercing, grew from his shoulders and elbows. His skin turned inky black with a red sheen, and his flawless features became more angular and sharper. Four horns sat atop his head, pointing toward the ceiling. His talons lengthened and curved, and sharp serrated teeth gleamed as he smiled at us. The air grew heavy, Liam's power filling the room and pressing down on me. I glanced at him and saw unfiltered shock on his face. I wrapped my hand around his wrist, but he paid me no mind.
Hal Nadoon.
I have not heard my real name in eons, Sam Kael.
It's not possible. You perished alongside my grandfather. I saw the texts, read them. I know them.
Is that what your father told you? Your family is full of liars, Sam Kael. Too bad you won't be around to figure that out.
Liam squared his shoulders as he glared at Tobias.
It doesn't matter who or what you are. It will take an army to detain me.
He stretched his arms out to the sides, squeezing his hands into fists. His talons dug into his palms, drawing fresh blood. He spoke in the ancient tongue of Igmaruthans.
Ravthul Mekhtari, Unir Des Kadral, Varka!
Blood welled between his fingers and dripped onto the floor. It sizzled, dark smoke swirling as it made contact with the stones.
Well, it's a good thing, Sam Kael, that I have bodies to spare.
The mausoleum shook as the stone absorbed his blood. Liam and I watched in horror as the lids slowly slid off the coffins. Hollow wails and moans filled the crypt, the ground busting open beneath us as the dead rose. My hand hit Liam's shoulder once more as we ran through a crumbling tunnel.
It'll take an army to contain me. You just had to use your giant ego, didn't you?
You did not tell me Tobias was a king of Yajedin.
The undead creatures wailed and charged behind us.
A what?
I reached behind us, throwing another fireball. Liam yanked me around a corner and pushed me against the wall, pressing his body over mine.
The crown embedded in his skull.
We were covered in dirt, debris, and gore after fighting our way out of the crypt.
Well, I didn't know. I thought they were horns.
He looked at me like I had grown horns.
They are not horns. They are a crown. He is one of the four kings.
Four?
Liam stared at me, his expression dazed as realization dawned.
It explains so much. Their power, who Caden is, why they can hide from me. Diana, they are older than even me. Centuries older.
He reached up with one dirty hand, rubbing it frantically over his head before his eyes bored into mine.
So that makes you a queen. A queen of Yajedin. If he is one of the four, that's why he is so vicious, so territorial. Why he will do anything to get you back.
My stomach roiled at Liam's words, and I felt bile fill my throat. No, he couldn't be right. And yet, my heart hammered in my chest.
No, I am not Cadence. I am not his queen.
We need to get back to the main room. I put the book back into the tomb when we first started fighting, and I do not wish to leave it there.
Even covered in God's knew what, I could still see his scowl.
You mean the same room Tobias is still in?
Yes. I will kill Tobias while you get to it. The tomb is cracked enough that you will not hurt yourself.
He didn't give me an opportunity to argue, and I contemplated hitting him again as he crept closer to the opening of our hiding spot. Liam kept a hand against my stomach, holding me in place as he peeked around the corner. He nodded and took my hand, leading me back toward the coffin room at a run. I kept looking back, making sure the dead hadn't turned around. So far, we were in the clear. As we got closer, I could hear stones clashing and Tobias yelling in frustration while he searched for the book.
Where is it? I smell your fear on the pages. Show yourself, cursed little traitor.
We stopped at the edge of the massive door. Liam's eyes raked over me.
Remember what I taught you?
I nodded and called the flames, igniting my hands. I peeked into the room and saw the undead stumbling around.
Queen or not, please, be careful.
I met Liam's gaze, but could not decipher the emotion in his eyes. His thumb flicked over his ring as he called forth his armor, and a blaze weapon formed in his hand, this one much larger than the ones he had summoned before. He pressed his lips to mine in a hard, fast kiss before charging into the room, flying toward Tobias. I heard them grunt as they collided. and the mausoleum shook. Fuck.
Okay, Diana, he's distracted. Get the book!
I ran into the room, the falling debris cascading all around me. My body hit the wall as the undead rushed me, biting and scratching. I slammed my knee against the head of the closest one, crushing his skull into powder before incinerating several others. The sounds of feet rushing toward me and groans behind me told me the ones I hadn't hit were closing in. Damn it. I needed to find that book so we could get out of here. I scanned the room, squinting as I elbowed one undead out of the way. He dropped his rusty ancient sword, and I grabbed it before he could recover. The sound of stones falling made me look up. Tobias and Liam were having an aerial fist fight above us. The temple quaking every time one threw the other against the walls or ceiling. Concentrate, Diana. He was still immortal, fully immortal. He would be fine. I spun, cutting down every dead creature that got too close as I searched the room. The area was a complete mess. How the hell was I going to find Victoria's tomb now? I tossed a few scattered remains to the right side as another undead reached out to grab me. I thrust my blade through that one, then felt something jump on my back. Its skeletal arm reached around my throat, and I grabbed it, jumping up and slamming back onto the ground, crushing it beneath me. Before I had time to get to my feet, another undead reached for me. Its decaying nails grabbed the front of my shirt and lifted me. I maneuvered my arms beneath it, lifting them high and dropping my elbows, severing its bony arms. I grabbed the blade and stabbed the one crawling at me in the skull. I looked down, noticing the arms dangling from my shirt.
Ew.
I dropped them on the ground and stomped them into pieces. The room shook again, knocking me off my feet. My weapon dropped and I watched in dismay as it slipped through a crack and disappeared. Tobias's power must have flickered because all the undead stopped and grabbed at themselves, patting as if to make sure they were still in one piece. I lifted up on my elbows and saw the familiar marble finish. I jumped up and ran toward it. Something slammed into me from behind, forcing me to the ground. My breath rushed out of me as I hit the cold floor face first, the undead ripping and tearing at my back. Every time I tried to push myself up, more piled on top. I heard slashes against the concrete as the undead with weapons stabbed through their own, trying to gut me. A sword tore into a still healing wound. The mausoleum shook hard this time, a narrow crevasse forming in the floor. It felt as if a huge piece of the temple had fallen, but what I heard next told me it was probably Tobias throwing Liam.
You lost your blade, Worldender. You're distracted. Are you worried about her? Did she get under your skin? Would you like me to cut her out?
The floor cracked once more, shaking as if a convoy were speeding through. The air lit up with Liam's power, the strike disintegrating a few of the undead. Liam leaped back into the air, the force of him leaving the ground, knocking several more of the creatures off me. I dislodged the sword from my abdomen. Three undead charged me. I gripped the sword by the hilt and spun the way Liam had showed me, using my upper body momentum to swing the weapon over my head and down, decapitating them with one smooth stroke. More came and I cut them down too. It was a dance I didn't know I knew. By my 10th kill, the ancient sword fractured, breaking off in the skull of one of the undead. I had bought myself a slight reprieve, but it wouldn't last. I spun, looking for the marble coffin, but it was gone. Double fuck. Liam and Tobias's fight wasn't helping. The temple shuddered and rained debris every time they hit a wall. Liam flung Tobias through another part of the mausoleum, and I made my move. I raced toward Liam as he stalked after Tobias and grabbed his arm. His eyes were molten silver, hot with battle rage as he turned and glared at me through the small slit in his helmet. His gaze, combined with the debris and blood covering his armor, turned him terrifying. I nearly took a step back, but his features relaxed as soon as he saw my face. I pulled him to the farthest end of the crypt just as Tobias dug himself out. Liam and I were pressed against a crumbling bit of stone wall. We had fought, but it made no difference. No matter how many I burned and kicked, or how many he cut through, they kept coming. The cavern shook again as I heard them above us, beating their way inside. More of the undead were forcing their way through the entrance. I feared Tobias had summoned every buried mortal for miles. Dust fell as those not trying to tear us apart searched for the book.
Where did you go, World Ender? I was just starting to have fun.
He ripped coffins from the ground, tossing them against the walls, causing more debris to shift and fall. If we didn't get ripped to pieces, we would soon be buried alive. At least 30 of the undead surrounded us. All were skeletal, draped in tattered clothes, decaying skin clinging to what was left of them. Others looked battle-worn, with limbs missing and helmets rusted from time. They carried weapons I could only assume had been buried with them, ranging from swords to rusty battle axes. I couldn't risk getting decapitated while they destroyed this building. We needed a new plan.
How many dead are buried here?
I peeked around the corner. Some of them tossed about debris in their search for us. I moved, pressing against the wall as I flexed my hand. Every muscle I had was screaming. I was weak, and I knew it.
Too many. Far too many.
Liam turned from side to side, calculating our odds before looking at me, assessing my physical condition. He touched his ring and his helmet disappeared, his sweat-drenched hair clinging to his head.
How much fight do you have left?
Not enough. Every time I think I have the upper hand, more show up. He's too strong. Alistair was the same. There was a reason Caden kept us three close to him. The only difference was that they embraced their nature, whereas I didn't. I'm not that strong, Liam. His gaze did not waver.
Yes, you are.
I moved quickly, crawling behind a half-destroyed column. I knew we were fucked, especially if Tobias was this king Liam thought he was. Tobias would have been enough of a challenge, but he had raised every corpse in the general vicinity, and we were outnumbered. I didn't know how we were going to keep him from getting the book. I knew Liam could use the ablaze weapon and finish Tobias off, but the dead army could easily overpower him if he were distracted by me. Liam wouldn't be able to help it, because he was nice and good and everything I wanted to be. I could only think of one option, and it wouldn't end well for me. A part of me hated it, but I knew what I had to do. Liam, you have to leave. You get to the book, you take it, and go. We are not both going to make it out of this temple alive.
Yes, we will.
We're outnumbered and battered. I'm still not at 100% after the jungle, and this cavern will fall eventually. We need that book. You need that book. That's all that matters. It was true. Even if it hurt me, it was true. His battle-weary eyes scanned mine.
No.
There is no other way. He gripped the silver blade tighter and leaned forward on his knees.
I'm working on it.
Why not use the dark sword one like before? It killed in seconds.
I told you to close your eyes.
You know I don't listen. Tears stung my eyes. I knew if this plan worked, Tobias would drag me back to Caden, and I would never see him or my sister again. He shook his head, turning back to the horde of dead crawling around.
I cannot use it here. The space is too small. It would not only eradicate everything here, but you as well. I will not risk it.
My point was proven. I knew what was next. I can distract him long enough for you to get the book and leave.
No.
Your favorite word. What a surprise. Listen, this was the plan all along. Above all else, you get the book. It's why we have a deal. Just take care of my sister. Please. I grabbed the collar of his breastplate and tugged him closer to me. His forehead touched mine as I closed my eyes, breathing in his scent once more. I wanted it engraved in my mind long after my body turned to ash. I wanted to remember every day I had spent with him, even back when we hated each other. My chest tightened, tears threatening to spill because I knew this was goodbye. You promised.
No, I'm not leaving you.
I ran my hand over the sweat-drenched side of his face before I kissed him hard and quick. Maybe in another life. I wasn't going to give him a choice. I jumped to my feet and tore off to the right. My hands scrabbled in the debris as I picked up an array of discarded bones and wrapped them in a discarded piece of cloth. I hoped Tobias was so driven by his need to have the book that he would be stupid enough to believe I had it. I stopped at the entrance of the cavern. My eyes met Tobias's long enough to force a look of desperation as I gripped my ruse tighter in my arms. His nostrils flared, and I ran. If he didn't bring the book or me back, things might not end well for him. I held my slowly healing midsection as every head turned toward me. I heard Liam's curse, but he didn't follow. The undead let out a hollow scream and charged after me. I ran down the darkened tunnel, putting some distance between us, before I stopped to throw a wall of fire behind me, lighting up the tunnel. The undead at the front ran through the flames and fell to pieces, but it wasn't enough. Those behind them just stomped over the corpses to take their place. I crouched and jumped, slamming through slabs of stone and landing on an upper level. Bad move. The top of my head throbbed as a single trickle of blood ran down my forehead. My skull would heal, but it would do so slowly. I got to my feet and pushed forward.